Good evening. I call to order this March 14th, 2023 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, Mayor of Blair, and I'm pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We do have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting and I ask that you keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand and I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to me, the council, or to city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with the roll call of members.
Paper?
Here.
Paulson?
Here.
Shank?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandville?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Highfield?
All members are present.
Thank you. Please stand and join me at the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda.
All members present voting aye.
Agenda approved. Item number 5. I'm going to open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by Sean Niggas, 6100 North 16th Street, Omaha, Nebraska, and Roger N. and Donna J. Andreessen, P.O. Box 511, Blair, Nebraska, to use tax lot 282 in Section 13, Township 18 North, Range 11 east of the 6th Prime Meridian, Washington County, Nebraska, for a waste site for approximately 750,000 cubic yards of dirt for 1 year.
Good evening, Mayor, and good evening, Council. For your first consideration tonight is that conditional use permit. The owners of the land, Roger and Donna Andreessen. This is located just on the edge of our 2 mile ETJ, just south of town. Tax lot 282 is located about 1/3 of a mile south and just east of the Blair city limits. 35.3 acres. The Andreessens also own the lots to the east and to the south. Zoning district is ag. For this to happen, a burrow pit in ag, it does require a conditional use permit. Since there's the 504.04 and number 10, dirt, soil, sand, gravel, and rock and burrow pits processing sites. The dirt is coming from the South Bypass project. Staff recommends this project follow a stormwater pollution prevention plan, also known as the SWIP. It's been approved by the Nebraska Department of Energy and Environment, DEE. A copy of the approved SWIP should also be submitted to the city before this project commences. And the Planning Commission recommended approval with a vote of 4 yea to 1 nay and 1 abstain with conflict. Quick look at the area. This is the area itself. This will be the top of the hill. This will be the cargo area on top, top of the hill here. You can see this is the lot in question. The Andreessens own the lots to the east and south. Here is the Blair right-of-way. There's no other property involved. This is the zoning, which shows RM, and they are actually in the ag area. So a quick look from P35. This is showing, looking west, you can see the buildings on top of that. The actual area will be beyond that hill, kind of over that area. This is just a preliminary SWIP plan. This shows the different grading and how they're going to make sure that this does not leach or drain into other parts of other property. And again, the Andreessens do own the property to the east and south. With that, are there any questions for staff on this conditional use permit?
you said they make plans to prevent leaching. Are they going to build like berms around the base or what keeps the water from getting in?
When they'll do their SWIP plan, there will be, whether it's, and maybe Public Works Superintendent Shoemaker could answer that a little bit better, but I'm not familiar on what they're going to use for their prevention plan, whether it's berms or whether it's material to stop it from leaking and stuff like that. But that will have to be part of the plan to prevent any sort of dirt getting into the waters and stuff like that.
Al, could you answer that question a little bit better?
Yeah, Councilman. Ultimately, they have to develop a stormwater pollution prevention plan that is acceptable to the Nebraska Department of Environmental Energy. What exactly that all entails and what is all going to be included in that is up to the state of Nebraska. We don't have any jurisdiction over what the what that plan is consistent of. That all falls within the state. We just want a copy of the approved plan so that we can make sure that whatever the state has approved for this site is being followed.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Any comments in writing, Brenda? None? Any comments about this agenda item from the public?
Hello, I'm Ryan Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Excuse me. My address is 6100 North 16th, Omaha, Nebraska, 68110. I am the representative of Shaw Negus and Shaw Negus Construction. I'm the Vice President of Operations, and I'm just here to answer any questions you guys might have. So as far as the, the prevention of, any kind of a leaching or whatever, what the state of Nebraska will make us do is, during operations, we'll have to install silt fence, a perimeter silt fence to keep any kind of a water silt, any kind of material that's going to leave the site. And then as it goes, once we get it to grade, we will have to stabilize it with hay mat or grass or something like that before we are released from our stormwater permit with the state of Nebraska. So that'll hopefully that answers a little bit of the question of that.
Thank you.
So any other questions?
How high will this be?
It's going to range like kind of in the middle where you can kind of see that little, it almost looks like a triangle. It's going to probably be about, in that area, it's going to probably add maybe 20 to 30 feet. And it'll just, basically what it'll be is the ground from the south to the north, it kind of gradually goes down almost into a valley or whatever. What we're doing is we're raising it up and just almost flattening out that area. And then once it comes to Andreessen's property line, we'll bring it down as a slope and then stabilize it.
Last week at the Planning Commission meeting, it was brought up that you're going to scrape the topsoil off and then put it back.
Yes.
So this is no different than really a reclamation project, except you're doing the opposite.
Yes,
you're putting dirt in versus somebody taking something out.
Yep.
But it should look better than what it does now.
Yep. It'll actually have, I don't want to say it'll have great grades, but it'll be graded to drain, and it'll have, it can be farmed, it can be developed at some point. Okay. So
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Schaefer? Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Any other comments from the public about this agenda item?
On the adjoining right next to where that's going.
Can you spell your last name, please, and give your address?
S-H-O-T-W-E-L-L, 1401 Maple Drive. What are they going to do about noise prevention since they've already taken all of the trees and everything off of that side of the hill? They're already gone. That's gone. What are they going to do about noise prevention on that? Because it's not a mandatory bypass. So the ones that do it, who's going to patrol that?
Are you talking about noise pollution from the bypass itself?
Yeah.
Or the dirt removal?
Both. I don't care. I just want to know who's patrolling that.
Well, unfortunately, the agenda item is just about the conditional use permit for the dirt. So if you have
same thing, it's okay. So if they go ahead and do the bypass and do all that, the dirt goes to Rogers Land, which is fine. But what are they going to do on my land?
As far as?
Oh, look at, well, these guys promised a whole bunch of stuff a while back, and that has not gone through. So now it went to the other side. I don't care. I just want to know.
I think Mike's frustration is there's been so many changes, and there's been so many lies, and well, so much junk that we've had to put up with being so close to this bypass, and the lies and the stories and the on my behalf, just the disrespect that's happened for us. Like, we gave easement for whatever. It's just so frustrating. There's just been so much lie. I want to know what the permanent, I don't care where the dirt goes either. I'm just so frustrated and so fed up with all of the lies and the continuous changes. Because the changes, I know if there is a plot, there is every change costs the city more money. And I think that the people that are making the decisions on how Blair is spending their money should probably live here so they can pay taxes, so they can get their gas here, their groceries here, like all the rest of us do. It's just, we've been putting up with this for, 10 plus years. You go to the grocery store, you go wherever, and everybody's going to ask us about this when we go to the store tomorrow or when we go there tonight. And it's just one of those things that just, I want somebody to actually say what they believe and what is really true. And I want it to be set in stone, because it has to end. For us, in the mental anguish and all the rest of that, it's just too much. It needs to stop. It needs to make a decision. Okay, Roger Andreessen, and love them. Roger Andreessen and Donna, they're gonna do this, that's great. I don't want any variance off of it. Like, if this is what you're gonna do, I don't wanna drive up my driveway and see step stakes on the north side of my driveway. Nobody has any business over there. It's not in the easement, and it's way out of their jurisdiction. Up by my garage, don't want to see it. Don't. Like, it's close enough to my house. It's like, make it stop. Like, it has to stop. It has to continue, and it has to go forward, and people need to stick to their word, because it's really getting old for us.
Just, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm his wife. Don't tell him
it's
here.
Okay. Thank you.
I won't know.
Okay. Any other comments from the public? Having none, I'll close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to approve the conditional use permit submitted by Shane Negus as presented with the Planning Commission stipulations.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the conditional use permit submitted by Sean Negus as presented with the Planning Commission stipulations. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 6, I'm opening a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit renewal submitted by Blair Preschool, P.O. Box 526, Blair, Nebraska, to operate a quasi-public educational private nonprofit preschool with a class size of no more than 20 students on lots 11 and 12 and part of vacated street block 42, 141 South 20th Street, Blair City, Washington County, Nebraska, for 10 years. Mr. Barman.
The next consideration is the Blair Preschool located in this area of town. The church, Trinity Lutheran Church, is located at 141 South 20th Street. The zoning district is multifamily residential low density. In this RML district, the preschool is an accepted use requiring a conditional use permit. 704 explains the use. Number 2, public and quasi-public uses, educational or recreational. That is why they've applied for a renewal for their conditional use permit. They've done this for last 4 renewals. I think the last 20 years, they've had renewals of 5-year. In the time I've been here, we've never received any complaints or letters concerning the preschool. And again, the previous 4 renewals have been for 5 years each. Other preschools that we have CEPs for have been for 10 years or more. So staff recommends approving that 10-year request. The Planning Commission did recommend approval 6-0. Any questions for staff?
Brenda, any questions in writing?
None.
Having none. Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the conditional use permit renewal submitted by the Blair Preschool as presented for 10 years.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the conditional use permit renewal submitted by Blair Preschool for 10 years. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Next, I will open a public hearing to consider a final plat application submitted by Dale and Jennifer Hansen, 14771 County Road 20, Blair, Nebraska, for the Rock Haven subdivision located in the west half of the northeast quarter of Section 9, Township 18 North, Range 11 East of the 6th Prime Meridian, Washington County, Nebraska. Mr. Byerman.
Thank you again. So the Rock Haven subdivision is on west on Highway 91. Dale and Jennifer Hansen own the land. They wanted to divide it into a two-lot subdivision. Much like the preliminary plat, nothing has changed. Lot one will be 3.5 acres, lot two, 6.5 acres. Lot two already has an existing house with an existing driveway. But both lots will meet the requirements for the RRE district, including setbacks for the existing house. Lot two does have highway access, and lot one has been granted highway access by the by Endor upon approval of a lot split or a separate lot. Currently, ag still needs to be changed to rezone to RRE, probably at the next month's meeting. No changes since the preliminary plat, and this was approved by the Planning Commission 6-0 for the preliminary or for the final plat. Again, the preliminary plat was approved by everybody in February. Any questions for staff on this?
Any comments in writing?
No.
Thank you, Brenda. Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the final plat application submitted by Dale and Jennifer Hansen as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final plat application submitted by Dale and Jennifer Hansen. Please register your vote.
Council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8, request to appear before the mayor and council by the Blair Volunteer Fire Department to present their annual report. Mr. Ayton.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Dave Ayton, ATEN 2313 Hickory Circle, current fire chief. Kind of a year-end report. A little later on in the year than what we'd like to, but it's here we are. Calls for fire calls for 2022. We had 90 fire calls, 90 fire alarms, 31 hazmat incidents for 191.98 unit hours, 1,409.63 man hours. So far this year in 2023, we've had six fire calls, 19 alarms, and six hazmat incidents for 36.94 unit hours, 245.68 man hours. On the rescue side of it, for 2022, we had 846 rescue calls, 790 patients for 628.89 unit hours, 2,685.73 man hours. So far this year, 164 rescue calls, 142 patients, 114.24 unit hours, and 577.73 man hours. So we're off to a busy start already for the year. So
are we ahead of last year?
Oh, what's that?
Are we ahead of last year this time?
We're about even right now.
I'd say we're probably about even right now. Okay. We're right at that 200 calls range mm-hmm. right now, so mm-hmm. Yeah, it's busy with everything going on around town, new businesses in town. It's steadily going up. So, can I answer any questions you have, or
I would just like to say thank you. I know some days now that I'm retired, I hear the whistle go several times a day, thinking. somebody's got to get to that. So thank you. You guys do an amazing job. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it. And on behalf of the department, we thank you for your support and for your help with everything that we have. And we're very fortunate to be the department that we are with the help of you guys and our rural board with the support that we have. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing those numbers.
You betcha.
Item number 9. Approve the fire ground officers to a 2-year term. Fire Chief Joe Leonard, First Assistant Chief Dave Ayton, Second Assistant Chief Joe McGuire, Assistant Chief of EMS Aaron McCoy, Fire Captains Luke Jones, Jake Dunn, and John McIntosh, and EMS Captains Howdy McManigal and Randy Backman. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the fire ground officers for the Blair Volunteer Fire Department for a 2-year term as presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second to approve the fire ground officers for a 2-year term.
All council members present voting aye.
Congratulations and thank you for your service. Item number 10, approve the administrative officers to the Blair Volunteer Fire Department for a 1-year term. President Carl Runnerfeld, Vice President Ernie Brenneis, Secretary Brenda Jenny, Treasurer James Pounds, and Sergeant of Arms Amy Clausen. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the administrative officers for the Blair Volunteer Fire Department for a 1-year term as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the administrative offices for the Blair Volunteer Fire Department for a 1-year term. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Congratulations to you and thank you for your service. Item number 11. Consider plans and specifications and authorization to go out for bid for the industrial water main project. Mr. Shoemaker.
Evening, Mayor, council members. I have 3 items for you this evening. The first one is the authorization to take bids for the industrial water main. We have that up on the screen for you this evening. First of all, there is an error in my memo here that Brenda pointed out to me earlier. The bids will be the 14th of April, not the 19th. So otherwise, everything else remains the same. Basically, what the purpose of this main is to, as we everybody knows, we're expanding the water plant for the City of Blair and the Cargill Bioplant Campus for additional water capacity. The existing 24-inch water main that runs from the city's water plant to the Cargill Biocampus is currently maxed out at its capacity. To allow for the additional water with the new expansion plus future growth is requiring a new water main. The new water main started out as a 24-inch, but at Cargill's request, they moved it up to a 30-inch water main, so that's where we are today. We have gone ahead and there was a number of permits that needed to be secured. We're going under the railroad twice, under the main line and under a spur. I just received those permits from the UP Railroad after applying for them last August, got them here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then we've also got our NDOT permit for crossing under Highway 30, our Washington County permit for occupying the right-of-way of the industrial road going into down to the biocampus entrance. I have for you this evening the plans here to kind of briefly go over, but again, the water main starts up here at the city's water plant and extends. Does do a little bit of zigging and zagging until we get to a straight line here. We'll go under Fish Creek, line up, and then we'll go between the existing water main and the railroad spur all the way down to the biocampus here. Most of this water main will be what we call jack and board. Very little of it will be open cut. Due to crossings under railroads, under the highway, under the creek, and just due to the limited construction abilities along Industrial Road, nowhere to put the dirt as we open excavate that, everything has to be pretty much bored in, which does increase costs for the project. But there is really no other way to get this project done. Again, we're going to start out at the water plant here on the existing industrial 30-inch line that's there right now, go underneath the railroad, and then go across the highway, and then go underneath the railroad spur to the south of the highway. Again, we will just to the west of the railroad spur, just to the south of the highway, we'll turn and go underneath Fish Creek, heading south, and then eventually picking up here at Industrial Drive, where we'll continue to follow that all the way down to the biocampus, putting it again between the existing water main and the UP Railroad spur that's currently there. We will terminate. This is a little bit of an issue of discussion yet. Cargill's contacted me. They're working on obtaining right-of-way here in this area here from the property owner, and we may actually end up change ordering to extend the water main under Industrial Drive and terminate it in this location. Makes it an easier access for them to connect onto their with their water mains going into their complex. Because right now the existing 24-inch water main has three 16-inch water mains going into the biocampus at this time, and so they want to have a little bit better connectability to the new main as it's being terminated for them to connect to and take into their campus. So that's still a little bit of works, but right now we're showing it terminating. This is Grant Street here, right at the intersection of Grant with a fire hydrant valve, but again, it may have a little bit of an extension added onto it, but we'll do that after the bids are awarded due to the design being complete. This project estimate is $4.13 million for this work. Currently, the city has a little over a $1.5 million EDA, Economic Development Administration grant, federal grant, which I've been working on extensively here. A lot of paperwork with this one, but it does help reduce our cost quite a little bit. And then we have a commitment from the Nebraska Department of Environmental Energy for the balance of the cost of the project, about $2.6 million from state revolving loan SRF funding for the project. So. You have a copy of the engineer's estimate as well as a copy of the notice to bidders in your packet this evening. Are there any questions for me at this time?
How deep is this going to be, Al?
When it runs down Industrial Drive, about 5 to 7 feet to the bottom of the main. Depending on where we are with railroad and crossings and highway crossings, some of those will get a little deeper. And obviously the creek is going to be significantly deeper than that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Again, looking for an authorization, approval of plans and specifications and authorization to take bids on this project tonight.
Any comments from the public? Having none, entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve plans and specifications and authorize this to go out for bid for the Industrial Water Main project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve plans and specifications and authorization to go out to bid for the Industrial Water Main Project. Please register your votes.
Council members present voting aye.
Item number 12, consider plans and specifications and authorization to go out to bid for the 2023 Asphalt Resurfacing Project. Mr. Shoemaker.
Again, Mayor, council members, Aaron's bringing it up right now. Lowell went ahead and put together a list of streets for me to take a look at. They had probably about 30 to 35 blocks on there. I went out and selected what I thought were the 20 blocks that were needing the most attention, but using prior criteria that also included traffic volumes and so forth for the different streets. So you have a list of them in your packet this evening that I've given you. I thought it was along with a notice to bidder, copy of the notice to bidders. The estimate that I have, this is based on last year's bids, with a little bit of increase, is we're right at about $400,000 for this work. The first one will be 9th Street from Highway 30 to Grant Street. This one's actually needing some pretty good attention here.
Yeah. yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, we do want to get that one included in there. It also carries a pretty significant amount of traffic for the business community in the area. 4th Street from Grant Street to Animal Blair Animal Control. We're actually having some real stability issues with the roadway in here, so we're going to have to, we may have to actually open that up just a little bit more once we grind it, because some of it's really, if you look at it, it's getting what I call the alligator cracking going on, which means the asphalt is really starting to spall out and really starting to spread. So we're having some subgrade issues in some of those areas, so we may have to over-excavate a little bit of that and put in additional asphalt before it's completely surfaced. So we'll see, we'll take a look at that when we start working on it.
Is that because of the creek?
What?
Is that because of the creek?
No, it's actually on the other side.
Okay.
So it's not on the creek side. Yeah, if it was on the creek side, it'd make it a little more understandable, but it's on the west side.
Okay.
Blaine Street from Marina Drive to 600 feet west. Again, The Public Works Department's actually gone in here after last winter and had to do a full depth replacement on some of the asphalt. This street is only 4 inches thick, so that's part of the problem. So we may do like a 1-inch mill in that, try to thicken it up just a little bit more. But that's the, and then it's starting to pick up more and more traffic, just from people driving, going out to the highway and so forth. It's really getting to be a little bit more and more of a challenge to keep and maintain. And then again, Blaine Street from River Road to Riverview. Again, this is just getting, showing a lot of wear and tear in through here. Again, because it's 4 inches thick, it's not able to withstand the volume of traffic that over the sustained period as you would with a thicker street. So again, we'll probably look at doing more of a skim, try to do maybe more of a skim grind. Now, the one thing is all these roads here on Blaine Street have all been urbanized with curb and gutter, so we're a little bit limited on what we can do with that without losing curb and gutter. Wright Street from 20th to 23rd, this is the one that's actually been asked to be put on the list for the last few years. A very highly traveled roadway in Blair, with the hospital and nursing home and just general funnel of traffic. Is an actual collector road within our campus system. And so we are scheduling this one for resurfacing. There's actually some patches already been done by Public Works over the years. Last year, we actually resurfaced this there, section of roadway due to the water main break. And so we will just continue on with that all the way up to 20th Street. 23rd Street from South Street to Elm. I've actually had some requests on this one as well. And we've done a lot of resurfacing in the area. South Street's seen some resurfacing over the years. We just did Elm Street over here. So this year we want to pick up 23rd Street in here. One of the challenges you have here is it's a big bowl. The street goes down in a big bowl. And so you get that freeze-thaw going on. You only have, the only storm sewer you have is right here in the middle. And so you get a lot of freeze-thaw down through there and those gutter lines and so forth, which is really hard on the asphalt surfacing in the area. So we're scheduling that street to be included. This gentleman has contacted me and Councilman Wolf a number of times, and I've talked to him. And he's his driveway actually falls away from the street. We did do Elm Drive last year, and you can see evidence of water does cut across his drive from the street. So he's asked that we put a 4-inch curb at the end of his driveway. I'm willing to do that. The only problem is I've done it, and I've had the homeowner, usually the husband asks for it, and then the wife's yelling at me to tear it out. So hopefully that doesn't happen here. I did advise him of that, but we'll put in a 4-inch curb there, try to see if we can help him out and mitigate that. He assured me that if we did that, that would, he thinks, solve a lot of his concerns. So 23rd Street from Washington to Lincoln. And then Nebraska Street from 23rd to 24th. We actually have a couple of sections on Nebraska. This is brick up here at 23rd, and we're going to the west here. This is all concrete with no servicing, so this is the only stretch that has asphalt. It's been a number of years since we've done that section. And then Nebraska Street from 10th to 14th. We don't get a lot of years out of Nebraska Street surfacing, and a lot of that's due to the buses that are driving down and just general traffic and not a really great storm drainage system in the area. There's very limited stormwater discharge. A lot of stormwater runs a long ways. Again, a lot of freeze and thawing on that. Some of it has brick underneath of it, which can cause some challenges in trying to keep that surfacing solid for many years. So if you're on the council for a number of years, you'll probably see Nebraska Street keep coming back up just simply because of those reasons and challenges that we've had to try to keep that street in good sound.
Yeah. Is it cheaper in the long run to keep doing what we're doing, or is it better to put a plan together to fix that so we don't have to keep coming back over and over again?
To reconstruct, as an example, Councilman, that, I mean, you're looking at five blocks here to go in there and reconstruct that. It's probably $3 million. Okay. You know, and I just, to date, you know, right now we're going to instead spend, for five blocks at $20,000 a block, we're going to spend $100,000. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can probably, you know,
that's what I was asking. I don't know what the,
you know, you're probably going to get 7 years versus our 12 or 13 that we normally get. But again, that's significantly less than.
Absolutely.
I mean, ideally, you know, the long, if you remember, your 1 and 6 year plan calls for Nebraska Street to be widened to three lanes all the way from 10th to Highway 75. whenever the city would actually have the funds to pull that off and make that happen, and then that would be a great time to rebuild it. But boy, that would be a significant undertaking, a significant cost. Again, that another Nebraska street, 16th to 18th. I'm not even sure if Lowell had this one on his list. I think I kind of found it with driving in the area. It was, again, just it's deteriorating at a much more rapid pace. And then this is a street that's needed to be on our list for a few years. Finally, we're going to just go ahead and put it on there. 18th Street here from State to Nebraska, and then State from 18th to 17th Street. It's got some real gutter issues and drainage issues with it in that area. Just the overall site locations within the community, overall map showing all the different locations. So again, 20 blocks is what's being proposed, 20,000 a block more or less. And that pretty much coincides with the pricing that we got last year with a slight increase in inflation. If the bids come in high, that's something we'll have to have a quick discussion with the city council. Do we have to pull one or two of these off, or do we run with it and try to come up with the extra money? Those are things that we'll have to discuss at the time bids are taken. The bids are due, I'd rather have these due. April 11th. No, that's when the council's going to take action, April 4th. We'll have these bids taken on April 4th for the contractors. And I've had a call from a couple of them already wanting to know where we are with our program. So generally we get 2 to 3, maybe even 4 bids on this project. So a lot of decent interest.
How soon would they be able to start?
Good question, Councilman. Actually, what I typically do with these projects to help incentivize, number one, their bidding. Number two is give us their best price. Because I tell them they have to be done by October 1st. And then once they start, we give them 30 calendar days to get the work done. So that way they can't come in and hit and miss it. But that seems to work really well with contractors. A lot of times they're in here in July, maybe even early August. But if we get too specific of a time, they may not be able to meet our schedule. And so either they don't bid it or they bid it extremely high. And I try to avoid that.
Do you try to work with the ones that are closer to the schools to do those, like while school is out, or is it hit and miss when they're available?
We'll have to first see when they're available, because that's one of the challenges you don't want to have, and they don't either. I mean, nobody wants that. It's a big problem to do that kind of work. I don't anticipate them pushing this clear off into September. With the bids coming in April, I would hope that they'd be here in July or August to get it done. I mean, we could still lap into school a little bit, but nothing says too that they can't work a Saturday. We don't typically let them work Sundays because they're in residential neighborhoods and don't like a lot of noise and everything, but if it does get to a Saturday, that's something we can usually work with them on.
Gotcha.
Anything else?
Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve plans and specifications and authorization to go out for the 2023 asphalt resurfacing project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve plans and specifications and authorization to go out for the 2023 asphalt resurfacing project. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 13, consider a resolution 2023-6 amending the city's 2023 one and 6 year street improvement plan to include the streets in the 2023 asphalt resurfacing project.
Again, Mayor, Council members, as we talked a little bit about during the presentation of the 1 and 6 year plan, what's the streets that were identified to be included? We needed to amend our 1 and 6 year plan to include these streets. So that's all this does this evening is by asking the City Council to approve a resolution approving the amendments of adding these additional streets to our annual 1 and 6 year plan. Any questions?
I'll introduce resolution number 2023-6.
Resolution number 2023-6 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf, amending the city's 2023 1 and 6 year plan street improvement plan to include the 2023 asphalt resurfacing project.
Motion to adopt resolution 2023-6 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-6 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members Voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 14, consider resolution 2023-7 approving a grant from the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District for Generations Park. Mr. Barrow.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Tonight before you have a resolution authorizing staff to apply for a grant through the Papio NRD for $50,000 to help offset the cost of the construction of the restroom facility at Generations Park.
Any other questions for Mr. Barrow? Any comments from the public?
I will introduce resolution number 2023-7.
Resolution number 2023-7 was introduced by Councilmember Willis, approving a grant from the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District for Generations Park.
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 2023-7 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-7 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 15, consider ordinance 2497 amending Chapter 7, Article 4, Section 7-406 of the Municipal Code in reference to sale and storage, location permit, safety of the sale of fireworks.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council, the public. Before you is an amendment to the fireworks ordinance. Before, there was a date that included June 22nd, and that was as soon as that the tents could be erected in the city of Blair. There were individuals that approached Ms. Wheeler, our clerk, regarding wanting to set up the tents, not sell in advance, but set up those tents in advance because it's the same company that's setting up the tents, and it's just easier to try to get those set up sooner and just a little bit more efficient. And so now the proposal is June 12th. Right, Brenda?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there won't be selling the fireworks, but it just gives the vendors a little bit more time to get those tents set up in town.
That's all we're changing, right?
That's all we're
just
changing.
Just a little housekeeping.
Okay.
Are the tents still going to be erected down at the Betts Field parking area?
No, they are not. The ordinance changed, and the fireworks sellers have to secure their own place to sell fireworks here on out, so they will have to find either a church, or if they wanted to approach a business to use their parking lot, that's what they need to do.
We're not limiting a number of permits, right?
No, the only thing that we're changing in this ordinance today is the date.
The date, all right. Thank
we
you.
Had already previously
done all that.
By the ordinance, made an unlimited amount of permits.
Some people knew it or not.
Guess what?
Any other questions for Attorney Solomon? Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll look for an introduction.
I'll introduce ordinance number 2497.
An ordinance amending Chapter 7, Article 4 of the Municipal Code of the City of Blair, Nebraska by amending Section 7. 406 in reference to the sales and storage location permitted for the sale of fireworks, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith, and providing this ordinance to be full force and effect, providing this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
Move that the statutory rule regarding the reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
Council members present voting aye. An ordinance amending Chapter 7, Article 4 of the Municipal Code of the City of Blair, Nebraska by amending Section 7-406 in reference to the sales and storage location permitted for the sale of fireworks, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance in conflict herewith, providing this ordinance shall be in full force and effect, and providing for the term to be published in pamphlet form.
I move for final passage of ordinance number 2497.
Second.
Question
before the council is, shall ordinance 2497 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
Voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2497 duly adopted. Mr. Storm.
I have nothing to report at this time.
Wow. Okay.
On vacation.
Oh, is that you?
That's me. I would like to wish everybody a happy St. Patty's Day, and I would like to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Please register your vote.
Nay.
There we go.
Hallelujah.
Golly. That timing just...
Aaron, go rock.
Brandon, go close it. Remember?
No, I'm moving this back.
We're not closing it now.
Council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.